Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today, and I would like to wish everyone a very happy and blessed Easter. And if you're celebrating any other holiday, we want to send out our good wishes to everyone listening today. Or again, it's a Sunday morning and we hope you just enjoy your day. On today's show, I have a special guest. I have Dr. Inez. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. The topic we're going to talk about is the importance of annual wellness visits, which is, I think, a topic that we need to revisit very often. And so my guest today, he's going to talk about that. But more importantly, I want him to start and talk a little bit about himself. And he is part of the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center Family Medical Residency Program. Correct?
That's correct. It's so, a long name.
It is a very long name. Yes. So would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes. First of all, I'm very happy to be here and thank you for having me. My name is Anas. I'm originally from Syria. I grew up between Syria and United States. My family been, my uncle's been here like for 60 years. So I've been between both. I grew up over there. I studied medical school over there. And after graduation, I did a research fellow in a cancer research center.
Wow.
Then 5 years, 6 years ago, I moved to Cleveland. I lived there for the last 5 years. I did a fellowship in research in quality and surgery in Cleveland Clinic main campus. I work in many medical teams, and last year I find out like it's time to start more clinical and starting my residency. From the beginning, I wanted to stay in a region between Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, and I start looking at programs. At that point, I find Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. I met them in person, and I really was very excited to be part of this family and that they wanted me as well, and I'm here.
Very, very exciting. Again, I'd love to have new guests because I get to learn so much about them. And again, this is the first year for the residency program, and you're one of four or five residents.
We are four.
Four residents, yes. Correct. So, and you're the one who graciously volunteered to do the first radio
yes.
show, so I thank you for that. So again, just to get onto the topic, we're going to talk about annual wellness visits. You know, why are these annual wellness visits so important, even if someone feels healthy?
Yes, it's very important for many reasons. First of all, like for me as a doctor, I would love to build a trust between me and my patient to know him. That will help on the long term. Also would help me to get a baseline. So not all of us like have the same numbers. I mean, like some people blood pressure is a little bit lower than others. Some mm-hmm. people heartbeat is slower, some of them higher. So I would love to know what is the baseline for this person, just in case if in the future they came and they have any problem, I would know what there was their baseline.
Mm-hmm.
If they already have a low blood pressure, I would know that that's their normal. That's not like something going on right now. And the most third important thing is to check if there's any silent problem, because all of us, we have a lot of organs and some of them can do something wrong. In the beginning, we probably will not feel anything. However, in the long term can cause serious stuff. So if we can like do some visits, we can check on our health, that will help us to find out if there's any problem as early as possible, and it's going to be much easier to treat it or manage it as since we discovered it early.
Right, exactly. So, you know, what I'm hearing too is, you know, there is a difference between like a routine checkup, right, versus like a more comprehensive physical exam that you may do once a year.
100%. Like routine checkup is mostly when we know there like this patient has a problem. He has diabetes and we go check on that disease, how it's going, like how his numbers, is he's taking his medication, should we manage this medication? So we focus on one area. On the other hand, when you do the annual visit, we do kind of comprehensive checkup when we try to check on everything, just to make sure there is nothing going wrong and not missing anything. We do a physical from head to toe, and we try to check, do some blood tests, and based on the age, we do certain screening as well.
Right, exactly. And those are the things you kind of keep in, like we all, most physician offices have electronic medical records, right? And so that information is stored in there. So, you know, where you can track, like you said, from year to year when you do that annual visit and that evaluation. So you have a team, right? You know, you do that whole checkup with the patient and have that conversation. But, you know, when someone comes in for an annual visit, they'll register at the registration desk. But they also may see like an MA, which is a medical assistant, right? What are some of the things that person may do to prep them for your appointment with them?
Yes, mostly like before you see the patient sees a doctor, mostly like the MA or a nurse do kind of any check the vital signs from blood pressure to heartbeat to temperature. Sometimes if someone we know already, like he has kind of cardiac problem, we can do EKG, which is like reading for his heart. So they kind of prepare the patient. They take some swabs to check about any flu, any COVID, or a strep test, that kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. And again, so then when you come and meet with them, you go over that stuff, right? You review that information. Maybe if there is a change in like a blood pressure or a weight, correct?
100%.
And lab work, is sometimes that done before an annual exam or after?
To be honest, like this is varies. Some patients do it like after, some of them do it before. Me personally, I always prefer to do it before to can like at least discuss it with the patient. Mm-hmm. However, if I find like something, the patient like said like he's been having some kind of symptoms, I would love to kind of check on it more. I will add some labs to do it later. So it's up to the doctor and even up to the patient. Some of them didn't have the time to do it before. If they did it after the visit, we can call them after and let them know about their lab tests.
Right. And again, I'm sure if everything was fine, you would let them know that. But if any significant finding, you may even bring them back for a follow-up, right?
100%. Like, right. If it's very minor thing or normal thing, we just like go through that on the phone. If something we need to address and start to manage or do like further evaluation or steps, at that point we prefer like to see him again to explain everything and to go through that process.
So when you look at those annual visits, it's really for any age, correct? Like from infancy all the way up to maybe 80 or 90 years old, is that right?
That's right.
So like, cause I know, you know, having kids, three kids myself, you know, when they were younger and still at home, I would make sure I made their appointment every year. So, you know, when they kind of got to be those young adults and out of the house, I would encourage them to continue to do their yearly physical for that reason. Now some people do kind of lax and they fall off and they don't do that. What is your suggestion? So if anyone's listening and they haven't done a physical in a couple or just an annual wellness visit, because most insurance covers it now, correct?
Yes.
What would you tell them to do?
So the thing is, I understand like all of us have all of us are busy and we have a lot of stuff to do. But the best, in my opinion, the best investment in life is your investment in your health. So on the long term, like this 30 minutes you're going to spend in the doctor office can save you like a lot of time on the long term if they discover anything. So I always encourage like people to go do the annual checkup. It's not going to spend a lot of time or even money because like insurance will pay for it. You're going to have like a peace of mind when you do that. You're going to feel, okay, I did my last visit was like a few months ago and everything was normal. Like, so you're not stressed about having anything, especially when you hear someone got like some kind of disease or something, but you will have the peace of mind because you already checked that with your doctor.
Right. And again, you know, I do hear people like, oh, I'm afraid I haven't been there, so I'm afraid they're going to find something. But that is okay too, because that's what physicians do, right? Yeah. They're, like you said, you're hopefully they come for visits, they don't find anything, everything's good, they come back in a year. Maybe they see you during the year with a cold or some other, you know, minor issue. But, you know, for those individuals that are afraid because they may find something, again, the earlier you treat something, right, the better the outcome.
100%. The thing is, it's a win-win. So if you go to the doctor every year, again, you're not spending money and you're going to see your doctor, you're going to build a trust with them. You can tell them about not only like physical stuff, you can talk about your stress, about everything with them. And your doctor is your friend, mm-hmm. the one who you can talk to. However, most of the time with what I've seen in the clinic, all of like wellness visits are normal and nothing to worry about, and that will give you a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if we discover anything, that's also a win, because when you discover it early, let's say hypertension, in the beginning, most of the time you go like just lifestyle changes, like eat less salt, do exercise, lose some weight, that's kind of stuff. However, if we didn't address that or we didn't manage that on a long term, that can like affect kidneys, can affect heart, lungs, and can do a lot of things like serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, it's not gonna really it's gonna be easy to manage, easy to handle. On the long term, it's gonna be hard. So the right. early, the better.
Right, like you know, we hear often that people have strokes because they've had uncontrolled hypertension because they haven't been to their physician on a regular basis, right? I mean, you just finished up, you mentioned an ED, emergency department rotation, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you've experienced some of those episodes. I'm not, you know, without patient confidentiality, we're not talking about specific patients, but those are things that you often see, right?
And that's sad, to be honest, because you feel like that was going to be easily managed.
Right.
And like, when you find some stuff, when you see it in the ED or in the hospital, you find like a lot of like cases was supposedly like very easy to manage, mm-hmm. if the patient was compliant with his medication or he went to the doctor in the first place to check on that. But because he didn't really care about small stuff can be easily managed at that time, now he's having a lot of serious issues, like from bleeding, from many, many kind of issues, kidney function.
Right.
And that's sad.
It is, because these are things that are preventable.
For sure.
And that's why we call like the annual wellness visit preventative medicine, right? Because it helps prevent serious issues.
It is. Now in the United States, the medicine has changed. So before it was, they call it proactive, when like the patient go to the doctor if he has an issue. Now what we're trying to do is to be preventive. So instead of waiting to have an issue itself, we can prevent it in the first place, when we can like see the patient and like manage their, if they have any symptoms or change their lifestyle, or we can sometimes like sense if there's any issue over there, mm-hmm. or smell it itself, you know. So
right.
Yes, now it's kind of more preventive than proactive. And if you think about it for a second, like we don't wait to wait our car till the engine oil
runs out, right? Yes.
You know, so we go change it every 5,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing. We don't want to wait to our body to start giving lights.
Exactly. And sometimes it doesn't. And that's the scary part about it, right? So, you know, when you do your annual visit, and maybe there's some people you only may see once a year, are there recommendations that people can do in between? Like, you know, because there's 365 days in a year, right? But do you give recommendations? You mentioned some of them about eating healthier or exercising.
Yes. For me, the most important thing is if this patient is taking medication, to be compliant with medication. If not, if he's healthy and not, like keeping, I always say like to the patient who's healthy, keep doing what are you doing, if he's doing the right thing.
Right.
Like exercising, eating healthier, not smoking, drinking alcohol socially, not like overdoing it, that kind of stuff. And also like keep going to your wellness visit from time to time. One of also the very important thing is to manage stress. stress is very, very important, affect mm-hmm. our bodies. I have patient who's like less than 20 years old with a lot of hypertension because of a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is very, very important, affect our bodies, right. our organs. So all this is very important mm-hmm. when you're not seeing your doctor. You should be compliant with doing all this stuff.
Right. And we're just about out of time, but I just want to really touch on that. If a patient is experiencing like a lot of stress, whatever, that's where you can also help give resources, right? And maybe refer them to someone else for that stress management, right?
100%. And here in our area, we have multiple systems.
Right.
We have the behavior health and IUC, which do all that kind of job. As a primary, also, we're very close to our patient. We talk with them about stress and we manage this. However, if it was like more serious and need more addressing, we always refer them to more specialist person.
Right. Well, I can't believe 15 minutes goes very fast, a little bit over. Yeah. But I want to thank you so much for joining the show today. I really appreciate your input. I think the information you shared was very valuable.
I would love to say thank you very much for having me here. And thanks for everyone who's listening and happy Easter.
Yes, thank you very much. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful day.